At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
Movie lovers, and welcome to the show. So today we're going to be reviewing Squid Game season 2. I'm having my friend Tamika here with me, and it's good to be able to do this review with her. So let's go on ahead, let's dive into the world of Squid Game season 2. I'm excited to do this, and let's get it on. Hey Tamika, how are you?
Okay, that's all we can say.
Yep, exactly. Right. Otherwise, we get copyrighted for that song, even though it's stuck in our heads.
Yeah, and people on TikTok use it.
Well, it's going to be around, TikTok though. Is no longer going to be a thing coming up soon, yeah, so it doesn't really matter. It's terrible what happens.
All the funeral TikTok funeral posts. They're like, "What y'all going to do on January 19th?" Somebody said, "Go outside."
But anyways, guys, you guys are here to listen to us and watch us talk about Squid Game season 2.
Yes.
And before I get started, I just want to mention this. We are sponsored by Fanatics. Go ahead, get you guys some sportswear and stuff like that from Fanatics. The link will be in the description below, so that way you guys can do some shopping there. I got myself a nice Celtics hoodie from over there, and I'm probably going to buy some more stuff. So, without further ado, let's go on ahead. Let's do this. So, today we're diving into Squid Game Season 2, the show that proves, once again, some people will literally risk it all instead of calling customer service to pay off their debt. This season has more betrayal, more blood, and somehow even creepier dolls. And don't even get me started on the new games. Who knew musical chairs could be this lethal? And so, anyways, let's go on ahead. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
So initially, what I had thought was going into this, I thought this was going to be a fast-paced moving show. And it's no, and here's the thing, I'm not mad at Netflix for this or anything like that. That's me and my own thoughts of like, okay, this is going to be quickly moving because we already know that the setup that we get, that we're going to get, we're going to have the main player from season 1 going over there trying to stop Squid Game from happening, and he's going to fly out. That's what I had initially thought. But this is more of a slow-paced setup on what we're getting into. And I appreciate the slow build of it. And then once you get into, like, episode 4, it starts speeding up.
Yeah.
To the point where you're in. You're hooked by episode 4. But what was your initial thoughts with the opening for Squid Game season 2?
Oh, okay. So when I first saw it, I was kind of confused. And then I was like, okay, I actually didn't like it at first. The opening.
I was with you.
And I was like, okay, whatever. And then when he got into the games, I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is where it's at. Now, what made me go back and change my perspective was watching recapping from Squid Game season one. Mm-hmm. So I think it's best to have a refresher for one. And then once I saw one and then I saw two again, I said, okay, it makes sense. There's a flow. Cause I haven't seen one for like a year or two.
Same here.
And then I kind of forgot and I was like, what is going on? Why is he doing this? What?
You see, I remember that. I remembered everything about the ending of season one. I remember some of the games from season one and stuff like that. So I remember that stuff. That stuff stayed with me and stuff. So I didn't mind where they actually have it for season two. And don't forget, now we're in the prime of other stuff coming on TV, right? You have different TV shows. During the pandemic, we didn't have anything. Mm-mm. So that's why certain things was not fresh in our head compared to how they were during the pandemic and stuff too, because we have a lot more stuff coming out. We have movies coming out now, movie news. We have everything going on to the point we actually forget about the events that happened in season one, even though I'm like maybe the only person in the world that actually remembers most of the games in season one. But
yeah,
you know, I really have to say I do appreciate the slow pacing of it. And yes, some of it I was like, okay, this is dragging on too long. And I wanted to just get in there. I want to get into Squid Game. I want to get where I paid Netflix for.
Yes.
For this show. And I'm like, should I stick with it? Should I not stick with it? And then once you get into it, once you get into episode four, it just takes you off, And the other thing I liked was the Russian roulette thing at the beginning of it though, too, with the two cops. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, which one is going to have the bullets? Which one's not going to have the bullets and the gun? And that's something that I didn't know what was going to happen. And at first I'm like, okay, it's going to be the wacky cop that's going to wind up being the one that survives. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that it's comic relief and stuff out of something that's dark. But at the same time though, now he's actually been, it's also kind of dark for him though too now, you know, but
yeah, I'm going to go by player numbers because okay. I forgot their name. Yeah. 456 told them to wait, right? Cause he hired them for a job to find the salesman or the recruiter.
Right.
They going to take the moment of glory and say, nah, we ain't waiting. We finna go get them. So we can have the money first. And this is what happened when they chase that man. They get in this game where it's like, was it rock, paper, scissors plus one or something? Which I've never heard of. Yeah, it's like rock,
paper, scissors and plus one.
Yeah.
And they're nervous as hell because they don't want to get shot or anything. And, you know, it's just crazy. It's a total utter chaos within itself to try and to get yourself out of debt.
yeah, it was. It was. I mean, like, if we can go back a little bit, the recruiter, just seeing him go on, because, you know, when you're in the games, you forget about the outside world. And then seeing the recruiter doing his job and recruiting more people, you're like, no, stop it. Don't play that game. Just get a loan or something.
Then you have to pay interest on a loan and get into more debt on it.
Don't do it.
So therefore, that's why you also need to play Squid Game so you can get out of debt.
I'm like, don't do it. And then he's like, the whole thing where he bought, like, and then he's playing more games. I didn't know if he was trying to recruit the homeless people. He's like, I'm going to get some lottery tickets and then some food. And I'm going to see which one they take, the lottery ticket or the food. And most of them took the lottery ticket. And I was thinking, oh, is he going to give them a card now to play? But it seemed like he got pissed off with them. Like this was his social experiment. And he just smashed their food. And I was like, but like, couldn't you just like gather all them up? They would be willing to play the game.
No, they were just leftovers pretty much, if you think about it.
That was just sad.
But the thing that I liked about seeing the recruiter this time is we actually get a little bit of a backstory with him being a worker who was actually promoted to a soldier and then finally a manager. And he killed his own father during one of the games after achieving the highest position as a pink guard. The recruiter was also given the opportunity to work outside the game in the real world and began to recruit players. So I like the fact that they gave us a little bit more of a background on him compared to before. So, and then his story is so dark to the point where there's no return for this guy. He is who he is. And he's just as twisted as the people that's running Squid Game. And he actually puts the two cops up against each other, trying to do Russian roulette with them.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time, whenever the bullet, he goes, okay, let's make this interesting. Let's put another bullet into the chamber.
Hmm.
And now your odds are now thin because I just put all the bullets into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you cared about him, John, because I did not.
I didn't care about him, but I liked the initial thing of why.
I understand what you mean. Yeah, understanding his background. When he said it, I was like, well, okay, well, are you special or something? Who dad doesn't play Squid Game? Like, I don't know. I was just like, okay, fine. He got a sad story. Okay. It made him psychopath.
Let's go through the sad story, the sad sobs.
I was like, listen, all I care about is player 456 and getting his revenge. If we got to go through your sad story, I'll hang in there. But I'm like, he need to go.
What about the cops, though? What did you think of the whole undercover thing and then him meeting 456? And then 456 has been training for this, like the Punisher.
Yeah.
He's like, guns? He's got a whole chamber of guns in a wall and stuff like that. He's like, he was prepared. He was prepared to go down if anything happens to him.
They had guns in the bathtub. You dang. And bullets. I was like, gee whiz. And, I did feel sad that that guy's boss died in the Russian roulette game.
Right.
But I was happy that the other guy found a purpose and made him step up to the plate and find these militia men to be involved in finding the island where the games are played on. And then, the cop who was trying to find his brother in the first one joining the team too. I thought it was all like a natural pairing. Like that was a good pairing, almost like, Expendables, but the Korean edition. It's all coming together.
I do like that. I do like the realistic realism with it and stuff like that, and the dialogue with it, though, too, because it feels like a really realistic way of actually doing things. And also, too, whenever they're on the boat and they're using the drone to find this island, yes. I'm like, okay, something is off with this captain.
Huh.
And I'm like, I don't trust the captain.
See, I'm so gullible. I'm like, okay, yeah. All right. This seems like a sweet old man that's willing to help people. Maybe lonely.
Tamika, what did you learn? I mean, we had an old man in season one that backstabbed 454.
That's why they got me, man. Because I was there all along. I was like, oh. And then, you know, at the end of the first one, I was like, oh. I felt the deepest betrayal. I ain't learned nothing, John. I did not learn anything. This guy's a sweet old boat captain.
But no, me, I'm questioning everything at this moment because everybody, think of it like this. They're rich. These people are rich. So they can't hire anybody. So I'm like, that old man's a suspect. The new player 000 is a suspect to me. These new players could also be hired by one of them to pretend that they're in debt and they're not really in debt and they put them in the game. My mind was going everywhere to the point where it's like, I don't trust anybody.
Man, I don't know. My spider senses were not tingling.
I can tell. It's okay. At least you know that you can survive Squid Game with me.
Yeah, because if they pit us against each other, it's going to have to be like, I'm going to do my best, John. I'm sorry.
But let's get into some of the other stuff. Let's get into the games and stuff, though.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so I like how 454 is like trying to save everybody with red light, green light.
Yes.
And he's like, I played this game before. Do not move. Do not do anything. And it's like, and I was like, how did you play this game before? Because I won it. And I was like, then why the hell are you back again? He was like, kind of like the old man that won before, and now he's back.
Yeah. Like, I need some more money.
I'm in debt again because of the poor choices that I made. But he even has, I like how he doesn't even spend his yen that he has because his blood money, he doesn't feel comfortable even spending it or anything. But he's there to save those people, though.
I like that he took care of the girl's brother in the orphanage and the players that were with him. He took care of their families. Now, when he asked the policeman, he was like, hey, you know, if you help me out, I'll give you this money. And the policeman is like, it's not about the money for me. I was like, y'all lying.
This you man know when you see that money, you know that you wanted that.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I do it for the money. And also, I would like to take them down, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I did like that whole entire deal of him trying to save everybody. And I was like, how do you know how to do this? Well, I play this game. I know how this rolls. So he's like, okay, everybody, stop. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Then next thing you know it, they almost make it to the finish line until somebody has to be stupid and they start moving.
Yeah. It's the intro to purple hair dude. He calls himself Thanos. Yeah. He was flirting with that girl and she was in front of him, but that bee, that's the thing that's scary. There's a bee that came out of nowhere and you're trying to freeze with red light, green light. I don't like bees, so I don't know how I would do in this game. It was like in her face and she was like,
To be fair though, the very first Squid Game I don't think was outside like that. It was more like built inside. This one was more like is an outside setting because even if you remember at the very top of you can actually feel the breeze from the outside.
Yeah.
So therefore if a bee comes in, it just comes in. So it wasn't anything that the creators were thinking that was going to happen. It just so happens a bee. Coincidentally, there's a bee that they let in.
I'll be out too, John.
Yeah, when it comes down to bees and wasps or anything, even spiders, I'm out. So therefore, I'll probably be dead at round one.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. So I know that these people haven't played these games before. I mean, these particular type of games, but wouldn't they have known red light, green light? Like if these are childhood games?
Yeah, because remember, even the mother said to the son, she goes, this is child games that we're playing. So it wouldn't matter. So therefore we know how to play these games. So therefore we don't really need any help from anybody to play, red light, green light or anything. But 454 is like, the eyes has motion sensors. And everybody's like, yeah, the lights have motion sensors. And just mocking him, making fun of him. Thanos is over there busting his balls about it and stuff like that too. And when you see the eyes moving and then people are actually realizing, okay, 454 is actually telling the truth, they start listening to him. And then that's when that whole entire bee situation happens. And then finally he has to go back. 454 goes back to a person that was injured during the shooting and he tries to get him back over to safety and he does. And then they wind up shooting him anyways.
Man. Yeah. And all those people are running like, okay, I'm going to get out of here. I'm gone.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm like, deuces, you had your chance. Bye. Later.
I don't know what. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, I would have just played the game. But it's like, I probably would have been running, too, to the door and getting shot.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Survival.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you know, with Thanos and everything, you remember at the very beginning, like the start of it all, taking pictures, and then he wanted a bunch of females around him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, you want a picture too, bro? To the guards. He's like, this is not allowed.
And at first I thought the guard was going to shoot him, though. I thought the guard was shooting him right there because he was tired of his shit.
Yeah. Or that he was going to join in the picture. I'm like, I'm a big fan. Yeah. But, yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, I thought that red light, green light was good for what we've seen. I'm like, okay, they're repeating the same pattern that they did before. But I'm like, I thought to myself, okay, if I was someone that was putting this together and I have 454 in here and I had to suck them into this again, because the only way to actually get him over here, and even though he wants to stop us, I have to try and figure out a way to get him here. So therefore they drug him, put him to sleep, and then now he's back in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing, player 456, sorry. But here's the thing. If I had a player that already beat the game, would I have the same shit that I had before? Or would I have would I set up with different games? Because here's the thing. I don't think they were counting on him to coming back. I don't think they were counting on 456 to come back.
Hmm.
So therefore, they already had that red light, green light game already planned out. So now all of a sudden he fucked up everything. Player 456 screwed up the whole entire plan for them. So now they have to come up with new ideas and new things on a whim. Because if you think about it, doing a six-legged race, that looked like something that was just rushed together that they just thought about overnight.
Maybe he had time to prepare because he knew he was coming back because he got in a limo and said, hey, I want to come back. And, spoiler alert. Yeah, whatever. Maybe he had time to prepare, but I think I would do it the same way the frontman did it. Like I would have a familiar game and test to see what he does. Cause he'll catch him off guard. He'll be like, oh, I played this game before. And then this is genius of this man. And I hate him, the frontman, 001. He was there.
AKA Elon Musk.
Listen, you ain't going to get Elon shutting me down and his tech bros.
Do it.
Now his bots are listening, but that's what I would do. I would like disguise myself, be in the game, like, oh, you played you before? What's the strategy? Oh, you gonna zigzag? Oh, okay, yeah, shoot, zigzag. Like, man.
Wait, 456. You said you played this before?
Yeah.
I played this before, man. I know what I'm talking about. It's red light, green light. They have motion sensors? Yeah.
Oh.
And the next one is going to be the honeycomb one, if I remember right. It's the honeycomb one. Oh, it is? It's going to be the honeycomb? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I like how his friend goes, which one's the hardest one to do for the shape? It's the umbrella. And he's having nightmares about the honeycombs challenge. And I'm like, at first I wasn't sure if this was actually a dream or not, but that would have been, but you know what though? That would have been smart for him to be like, okay, you son of a bitch. You think you know me? You don't know me. I'm going to give you the honeycomb one. But guess what? Just because we're going to go on ahead and put a triangle with a bunch of dots.
Yes. I would do the same thing. Like, oh my God, how am I supposed to get this out of here?
Right.
Man, that'd be messed up. Like, I would like to taste those honeycombs without being shot. Like, I would like to enjoy them.
Right. But I just thought that, you know, him having the nightmare and then all of a sudden now they have to do the six-legged race thing.
And I wonder I wonder how did he get the information to his people? Like 001, did he say, oh, I had to go to the bathroom again? You know.
Well, I've been noticing in some scenes he just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody even notices he's even gone.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, how do they not know he's gone? He's supposed to be on, well, I know he was on O's side at one time.
Yes.
And now he's now on your side.
Mm-hmm.
But no one even noticed. Then again, it's a big at that time is there's over 200, 300, 400 people. So therefore you can't really keep track of anybody. So he could be moving along the crowd and nobody would even notice that he's gone, So you start eliminating players and therefore he has to stay there.
Yes.
I think he went on it. I think he went back to the command center and was like, okay, so we're going to do the six-legged race. We're going to do four games in front of that since we already know that everybody's expecting the honeycomb challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or a lot of bathroom breaks. It's like, wow, you sure do go to the bathroom. Like, oh, yes, more water.
You know what would suck, though? To know that I have immunity with this guy on my team and knowing that I didn't accomplish shit because they can't kill the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, let's say for instance that the three-legged race thing happened, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't meet their challenge. They have no choice but to shoot the person that owns Squid Game.
Yeah, that's the tricky part. Like if they lost, well, they would have to shoot all of them.
Yeah, they would. They would have to shoot the whole entire team and then the other teams start coming up.
Well, they had to kill the other team, too, because it was like those last two teams.
Right. But it would suck that I did all this work and it was for nothing because I'm tied in here with the person that runs it. And therefore, even though we won, it's not like we won.
That's deep, John.
Because the person who's running it has immunity over the whole entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's running the puppet show with all of us. Yeah. So that was my line of thinking whenever I seen the six-legged race was that. But I'm like, okay, this is actually where I feel like those characters might be a little safe, but also choose anything could happen.
Yeah.
But I like the strategy that 456 comes up with. He's like, look, we're not gonna go ahead. What they're gonna do is they're gonna go on ahead and look at other people's strategies. I like how they go last and they're looking at how everybody else is screwing up. And it's like, okay, that's a good strategy right there. So they start learning how they did things.
Yeah, that's pretty much how you do it in PE. Like when they have us playing sports and you're looking at the other people, you're like, okay, don't do that. Except, you know, you come back alive. These people.
Yeah, you respawn, in Call of Duty. But it just doesn't work that way.
I like how everybody kind of was cheering everybody else on. It was like, come on, go, 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 you can do it. But those games were intense, especially when you have, how many minutes did they have?
I think 30 minutes. They had 30 minutes to do the whole thing.
Yeah, and you're doing that with, what was it, like four people?
Yeah.
Five or something like that.
Yeah, but I think it's like a five people race, I think.
Yeah, because when I saw that, I was at my parents for the holiday and they were going, you know, they were doing that. And the guy that kept messing up on, the flying stone, because he would throw the stone, but then he would go over the line and he would have to start over. And I was like, no, come on. Oh, and my dad was like, what the hell is going on? I was like, oh, sorry.
You felt like you were watching the South Korean Olympics for a minute.
I forgot where I was. I was screaming at the TV like, no, 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 pick it up. Come on. Go, 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 go. I mean, they had me, man. I was just yelling at the TV. I was invested. I act like I was the sixth member. I was like, damn it, come on. Pick up those jacks.
But you know what, though?
Yeah.
The guy, I had a feeling that the guy was screwing up on purpose.
That's what I thought. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe he's like really into the game and he's nervous.
No, I think he was really going to try. And because think of it like this. It's the last two teams, right?
Yeah.
So if that other team gets eliminated, it's perfect planning if you think about it now that I'm thinking about it. You have only two teams left. Guess what? That other team gets eliminated. He gets – and he screws up. Guess what? Those other two assholes are dead. He gets to be let go, and he goes back up to the office like nothing even happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and Danny continues doing what he normally does. So, think of it on that, though. Like, you only have two teams left. So, therefore, kill the other two, cut him loose, and that's it. I don't think he was counting on them actually making it that far.
Well, you know, as we talked about before, John, I'm gullible. So I was like, no, you can do it, guy. Come on. Your team needs you. And then, you know, when he did the spinning top and he just kind of, it makes sense now. He kind of flicked it back. And I was like, what the hell? How did that happen? How do you flick a top back? What are you doing? You're killing us, man. We're trying to get to the finish.
You had to like Tom Brady.
Like, come on. We got so many minutes. Man, John, I'm telling you, I had to drink some cold water after that. I was just, I was out of control, man. I was yelling at everybody.
But then I like how they have like the option now if they want to go home.
Yes, they didn't have that before. Well, they had it before and they did a similar thing, but now it was more
divided.
Yeah.
You have to have so many people voting in order for you to go home versus it just relying on one person.
And it's this, I think what I like about Squid Games is it's an interesting social experiment. So they do have the option to go home. Like, okay, we don't need this. And then you look at everybody's reasons. They're like, yes, we should go home. Somebody died. And they're like, well, I do have bills to pay. So just one more. It's always that one more game.
One more game.
And then we'll go. Then I leave. Cause I think I might have enough. And then after that, it's like, okay, just one more game. And then I'm going to have just enough to go back to. It's like, pay my bills versus you may get killed and you won't have your money. They're like, no, no, no. Like one guy said, we got this, y'all. These are children's games. We can do this. We beat the odds.
It's a piece of cake.
Yeah, we can do this. Come on. Let's just go one more game. It's just interesting how, like, we as humans are. Like, we're, like, greedy. We don't see reason. And then once they were finna vote, they was like, oh, okay. But wait, let us tell you how much money you be playing for. Okay, well, let's count how much money it is. I was like, why you gotta do that?
Right. But also, too, remember what the woman said. Hey, if you guys stop playing now, guess what? I promise you, I'll take you guys out to eat and I'll be all on us. And they're like, bitch, please. We can actually own the restaurant with all the stuff, all the money that we have.
So Gemma, like, okay. That was the mom. She wanted right. to just cook a home meal. And everybody lived like a block or two from each other. She was like, we get out of here. We can just, like, you know, I can cook y'all a meal. We can just talk about this, which is the hard part, too. Like, you're in these games and you forget it. It can only be one. There's not two, three, four winners unless people just decide to quit.
Exactly. And nobody wants to break that thing evenly amongst other people.
No, you can't break it evenly and there can only be one. So you may be pitted against your wife or your son or your best friend that you talked about. Oh, let's get out of here. When we get out of here, we're going to go eat sushi or something.
You're gonna right. Like nothing sushi. Even happened.
Yeah. You're going to be like 456. You're like eating sushi alone, crying about how you had to kill your friend.
Right. And here's the thing. I liked his friend, though, in this one. His friend is actually one of my favorite characters.
Yes, the Marine.
Yeah, player 390.
Yeah, the real Marine, have you call him.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Player 388, I'm sorry, but I didn't believe that you were a Marine. I did not fucking believe that you were a Marine. If you were a Marine, you would actually keep your shit together when you were trying to get your ammo together.
Okay, John, he had a tattoo. Okay. Him a Marine.
He got that out of a damn pinball machine. He got that out of a quarter machine at Walmart and said, I'm a Marine now.
John, he was shell shocked. We talked about this. He's like,
But player 390 was fine. He was fine. I could tell he was a Marine. This dude goes down there to try and pick up all the magazines off the dead guards.
Yeah.
And it backfires because he's scared out of his mind.
Yeah.
If you're a Marine, you have to keep a level head. You cannot go. You cannot be shell shocked unless you've been a civilian so long to the point where PTSD has taken over you.
Yes, that, John. That's probably what happened.
But nah. But you know, I definitely liked his friend though. I really cared about him, and I really liked how he was basically saying, "Look, I'm with you all the way." Through this whole entire thing, he does 456.
Yeah, his 456 best friend. Yeah. What was his, do you know his player, number? Cause we're going on player numbers.
Player 390.
Okay. Yeah. Cause
which is Lee So Han. Oh, well, that's actually the actor, but Jung Bae.
You're brave, John.
I tried. Oh, anyways, long story short. But I definitely like the chemistry between them too. I could believe that they are friends. I thought that part worked. Then you also have Thanos trying to kill people in the bathroom and stuff like that with the whole entire X's and O's.
Man. I don't know why I was surprised by it. Like the way that they divided everybody up. Yeah, it breeds tribalism. And they're in the bathroom and they're like, oh, there go those stupid exes over there. Look at them. And you got all these O's and you're an ex and yeah, they're going to come after you and they're naturally going to try to kill you. Cause the more people they kill, the more money they can get.
Exactly.
But I also like, cause I forgot that player's name, but he was the Bitcoin guy. And, I like how in the beginning they told all their business. They was like, oh, you're player da da da. Oh, you're in here because your Bitcoin company tanked and you owe this much. And he's like, why you gotta tell my business like that?
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know I invested stock into your market, and because you told me to invest money, he goes, no, I said you should invest your money into it. It doesn't mean I told you that you need to do it.
Oh my God. Yeah, when he was at the mirror with Thanos, I read that the actor who played Thanos is a real rapper, and I don't know too many K-pop or songs or anything. I think his band is called Big Bang, but I'm sure the K-pop people will correct me. But when they were having that dialogue about a mirror in the bathroom, and he was like, oh, weren't you the rapper that forgot your lyrics on that variety show? And then I saw a clip, and I was like, oh, right, that is real. Like, it's a clip of him, and he forgot his own lyrics on this Korean variety show. And I was like, they put that into this script to torture this man. And that's why he looked pissed. Like, that wasn't in the script. Why you gotta bring up my stuff?
Why you have to be shady like that, right?
Why you gotta be shady like that, huh? I don't bring up your real stuff. But yeah, that guy, he had like some, drug troubles, which I think was just marijuana, but I guess in Korea is more intense, and he lost all his money, and he was kind of a disgraced rapper, Korean rapper. And the producer or the creator of this show and the guy that plays 456 are like, hey, why don't you come in the Squid Games and you can redeem your career. So him playing himself was not acting. It was just him.
It was just him going through his own personal stuff.
Yeah, and they made it into a storyline, you know, because he would pop some pills, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's just living his life.
But, okay, so let me think who else like we can talk about, too. We also have a pregnant woman that's in this show, though, too, because she's going through some stuff.
That don't make no sense.
No.
I didn't agree with that at all. I was like, girl, no.
You know what I thought, though, whenever she was in that game with the six-legged race?
Yeah.
I thought her water was going to break.
That would have been.
I swear, if that would have happened, that's like, what the hell do you do?
I don't know, but her teammates would have been like, listen, we just going to have to keep going. That baby.
We're just going to pick up the baby and keep rolling.
Yep, that's what they would have done. You giving birth and go, one, two, one, two.
Just the umbilical cord in there. Yeah. The umbilical cord and everything is like.
Yeah, we'll cut it when we get to the finish line. Just hang in there. Just the baby, one, two. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was like, anything that you could possibly think about what happened. I'm like, a pregnant woman in this game. Why? I mean, I know finances, and she was dating a Bitcoin guy who lost his money.
Right.
I just can't imagine the pressure. You pregnant.
That's too much stress. I thought she would actually miscarriage.
Man, tell me about it. And then she
I was stressed out for her.
She didn't have to play the game. If she had a miscarriage, she'd have to clean herself up and play the game, unfortunately.
She's just going to have to bleed on the floor until the game is over with.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I know I'm making light of it and everything, but I mean, I'm just going by the realisticness of the games itself.
Yeah.
It's like, if her water breaks, what if this, my mind went through a dozen different things of the possibilities of something happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I cared about her.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about her was that you cared about her because she's pregnant.
Yeah. And when they had all those night raids, I really was scared for her.
Me too. And let's talk about the whole night raid thing.
Okay.
Real quick, and then we'll go over to one of the other games.
Okay, got it.
So, here's the thing. He's like, yeah, hurry. And once again, he's playing the hero. Once again, 456 is playing the hero. He's like, look, I remember this. They started killing us at nighttime when we were getting ready to go to bed. And then I like how 0001 is like, well, why don't we just go ahead and kill them before they kill us? And so, and I like how he said this to him. He goes, well, if that's the way you want to play it. I'm like, you bastard, you cheeky bastard over there. You know exactly what he's going to do. But I like how he's like, it's like basically saying, I'm not telling you what to do, but you're the one who's playing this game the way you need to play it.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's on you. It's not on me because I didn't tell you to go ahead and hide underneath your beds and let other people attack each other.
Yes. And everything he told him, John, he was like, oh, so you hide under the bed during the raids? It was like intel. He's like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. How did you do this game?
And I could just say, okay, next time on Squid Game, okay. Making notes, make sure you look under the beds. Okay.
My brother is smart. He was like, oh, somebody got the umbrella in that game. Oh, that's your strategy.
Okay. So we got to make more rules to the honeycomb game. Right now he's making business choices as he's telling him everything that's wrong with the games. Without him even knowing he knows what's wrong with the game.
I hate him and I hate myself for not picking up on it. And I was like, you're just a curious guy.
But when a guy starts asking a bunch of random questions, I start questioning things. Especially when Player 390, whenever they're all talking, and then he winds up, then of course, when he approaches 456, he's like, hey, Jan. He goes, how did you know my name? Oh, your friend over there. He said your name. And he looked at him kind of puzzled at first because he gave himself away. He's like, well, maybe that's true. Maybe he did. And I'm like, no, he didn't.
Oh, and I hate myself. I was like, I'm pretty sure he said your name. I'm player 456. I was like, something's kind of off about him, but you know, maybe he had a hard life, you know. And it was like trusting him. And then I felt the deepest betrayal. I said, oh, I can't believe he did this. I hate myself.
He gaslighted you.
It's the same guy. Somebody said, how can y'all not tell the same guy? I'm like, well, his hair was in his face. It looks different. It doesn't look the same. It's like, you know, his hair was like this. And then 001's hair was like this. And he was like, oh, tell me about the games. You know, it's like them bangs in his.
When he was from a L'Oreal commercial or something.
Yeah, so I got to know him, even though all his stories were lies. He was like, I can't drink milk. And I was like, oh, he's lactose intolerant. Then he told us this sad story about his wife was pregnant or something. And I was like, that's why he's playing this game. Yes. And he was his right-hand man. Me and player 456 were gullible in this. Okay. We trusted him up until the end. And when they lost him, I guess we'll get to that game in this merry-go-round game.
Yeah, the spinning top game is a little bit what I want to talk about.
I was like, oh my God, he's gone. I was like, oh my God, we lost him, man. We lost our best player. Oh my God. He was like our best friend. Wasn't he like our best friend?
He wasn't my best friend, but you know, it was good that you thought he was your best friend.
I'm more skeptical of like real politics and people. But when it comes to shows, I'm the most gullible person.
Because think of it like this. You're looking for an ally to where you can compete with, to where you guys could. It's not about friendship per se. It's about who is the best person for me, for my team, so I can survive with this team.
John, he was our friend.
He was your friend. There's no we. He was
player 450. I'm talking about we is me and player 456. He was our friend.
456 was my friend.
We got to know him, and he was with our strategies. He told us his sad story. He lactose intolerant. He can't drink milk. He gave it to the pregnant girl, and he beat up them guys, and he broke up the fight. And we were like, he seems like a decent guy.
No.
And the spinning top just had, he was nervous, just having to flick the opposite way.
And then you had Thanos over there dancing on the spinning top.
Man, I was like, this is a good drugs right there. So basically just pop some pills. Squish.
Right. But I like the spinning top game now that I rewatched it and then went back to the other episode at the end of episode 5. And I liked how we are not expecting it just as they're not expecting it. And we're just as, you know, what's the word? We have a high anxiety off of it though too, because we don't know what this game is, just like how they don't know what it is. And now we feel like that we're on there with them and we're trying to help them try to go over to the home base, which is basically just them in another room with them and their, players.
That is the most stressful game to me because they're like, okay, pick 6 people. And you're scrambling trying to find 6 people. And then you have to run into this room and it locks itself. And then, well, of course, 001, they asked him, they were like, oh, what do you think it'd be this time? And he was like, it'll probably be 2. And then they magically said 2. And I was like, he's just a good guesser.
Like, you know, when you play blackjack and you're counting cards, it's like, he must be doing that. He must be counting cards or something.
John, I did not talk to myself for 3 days after. I was like, I am ashamed of myself for trusting this man. I was like, he's just a good guesser too. Oh, all right. Good
guess. Maybe 2. Okay.
Good guess. Yeah. Right on, guy. Right on.
And then even, even 456's friend is like, oh, good guess. Good guess on that. Good job.
We're all gullible.
And here I am. Giving Sean red flags all over the place. Like, no. And,
we didn't see it. But, we just got suckered in, man.
But get this though. Not only do you have to hope that you get in there with somebody else, but you actually have to hope that you get in there with like the X's and not someone from the O team.
Wasn't there a mixture of them? Cause I think
it was a mixture, but you also don't want to be with those guys that would want to kill you.
Oh, you mean like
Thanos? Like Thanos and them.
When they said like three and he had four people. He was like, you out. And he kicked that man. I said, dang, that's messed up. I said, well, messed up, man. Yeah, but that game is stressful. And the people that were in there, and it was three of them. And it was like, it's okay. It's supposed to be four, but they didn't notice. And they went in and shot them anyway. I was like, oh my gosh. That's a stressful game. Finding somebody to be on your team with in that sense. And then you like the one with the mother and the son. I don't fault the son entirely because he did try to get back to his mom, but then he kind of just gave up and was like, okay, I'll go with you guys. And he left his mom out there.
Well, here's the thing. Number one, he was trying to get his mom not to leave the place. Because he goes, look, this is my responsibility. It was my screw up that you're in here. You need to leave. Even though it's too late. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I understand from a mother's standpoint, through a mother's love and stuff like that too, that you're trying to help your son out. But your son is also trying to man up and say, look, it's my screw up. I need to fix this myself so I can pay you back for the damage that I've done to our family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not up to you to go ahead and protect me. I'm a grown ass man and I don't need my mother's protection. So you need to go home and forget about what's going on over here. But, you know, I understand from a mother's standpoint, but I also understand from a son's standpoint though too. But, you know, I think that he was trying to look for a stronger team.
Because
he knows that he couldn't do it with just him and his mom.
Hmm.
But you also have the transgender that's in there too now. He was also, she was also ex-military.
What's her number?
But I like her character though.
Yeah, I did too. And you can also see the prejudice because I don't know what game that was, but they were looking for a team. It wasn't a merry-go-round one.
No.
They were looking for a team and nobody wanted to be on her team. Oh, player 120. Yeah, nobody wanted to be on her team. So you can see the prejudice around that. And then she formed a friendship with the girl who called her Uni, or mispronounced that probably. But, she was my favorite character. And you can understand why she wanted to be in the game. She was trying to pay for the rest of her surgery.
Right.
I was just going to say, I'm going all over the place, but
no, this is fine. We're not doing scene by scene or anything.
Okay. Like, yeah. Just jumping around. Yeah. And when they all, you know, that scene where they all talked about, oh, we're going to have dinner together. So let's all vote X's. And I thought she was going to do that, but she voted O, and she looked back sad at them, but she was like, I need to do this surgery for myself because I feel incomplete. Right. So I need to stick with these games. And
remember what the mother said? She goes, on surgery on what? And she's like,
yeah. Oh, and then the son was like, oh yeah, you can go to Thailand. Oh, they got so many beautiful women like you. I was like, oh boy.
Her son was already investigating, trying to be helpful, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But
the hacky sack thing is like the sixth game, the fifth game on here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Jingji, I think it's called. Which is the fifth and final game, is arguably the easiest. Players are required to kick the toy in the air like a hacky sack 5 times consistently.
It's not so easy if you don't have coordination.
No, I played hacky sack in high school. That is not easy.
Mm-mm. That was when they were doing that, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10-legged race. And the player 120, she had strategy. She was like, okay, we're going to walk backwards. Let me make a mistake. And then she was like, okay, flip that over when you hit it. I forgot that game, but everybody know what I'm talking about. And then with the jacks, I call them jacks because that's what it looked like. It's the Korean version.
But that's actually our American term, but for them, it's a different, for South Koreans, it's actually a different game.
Yeah. And I like with the mother and the son, he was like, Mom, remember you played this during the war, pretend like they're bullets. And then when you grab it, pretend like it's that woman that cheated on that dad cheated on when you grabbed her by the hair. What?
And she had that smile on her face too, though. She was like, she was really going for it.
She grabbed that hat door. She like, roar! Oh, I forgot where I was. Oh, did we win? Bitch.
But then I like how the player 120 is like, look, don't look at me while I do this.
Yeah, everybody had to turn away.
And I really like that moment because she's the one who saved everybody.
Yes. Yes. Very good strategy. I think, I don't know what, like season 3, but I think she probably would be in like the final 3 or the final 4.
I can see her being the finals.
Yeah.
And not with 456.
Yeah. 456 definitely is going to be there.
Yep.
Fortunately, 001 won't be there because he betrayed.
Yeah, because we already know why. But
shot
his friend, 456's friend. He also shot the other two. Like, part of me was like, okay, he's going to backstab these guys, especially whenever you have the whole shooting going on too. And I'm like, he's going to backstab him. And I'm like, but how is he going to do it? Because right now he's in front and center. Right now. So therefore, the only way that, they would have to do that is if he goes on ahead and puts them two in front, but he has to have a reason to put them in front. Next thing you know it, 456. And remember, it was supposed to be lucky number 7.
Mm.
The frequency for the radio. He puts it on number 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so he does that and pretty much he sets up the whole entire thing for them to die and then for 456. To live, but my question is this, do you think that, I wonder how they're going to do that. I wonder what the consequences is for 456's actions.
All that happened
and orchestrated was by 456.
Yeah.
I'm hiding underneath the bed. The X, the O's attacking the X's first and them hiding.
Yeah, like what everybody else's consequence is that came.
Well, on. No, 456's consequence.
Oh man, he gonna put. I think zero. I still call him 001, aka the frontman. I think he wants to do like that old art, that old villain thing where they try to showcase their grand master plan, and then they're gonna shoot somebody he cares for. But I think he's gonna put him back in the game so he can really die. Like make a really hard game for him.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be the X's against the O's. That's gonna be the team. There's not gonna be where.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It's just the teams now. And also too, at that time, there was no real reason for them to split before that. Because they were thinking like this. When those guys died in the bathroom, the X's had more players than the O's did. So they outnumbered them. But of course they were going to go in and kill them at night anyways. But they should have got everybody that was on the X's team to go underneath the bed. I'm like, why did you do that? You just baited everybody on your team to die.
Mm-hmm.
And it also made you look weak because in hiding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. He was just taking everybody with him for his vengeance plan. You know, he didn't really think it through clearly. I guess they should have just been ready for a battle. Like how the O's were ready. As soon as it went dark, they just walked on over to the exit side. That's how the O's should have been like, we're not going to play offense. We're just going to do this rumble in this battle.
Right.
But the under the bed thing does kind of work for some people though.
Yeah, it does. But it wasn't for that one guy breaking the bottle, you know, and the O's stabbed one of the X's, which just happens to be one of the women.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So that sucked.
Yeah. The whole setup how they did this was genius anyway, just having a food shortage. And somebody's like, hey, they got more food, and they sneak forks into their little, you know, napkins.
Right, make like a shank out of it.
Yeah, the whole thing was genius anyway. Just the game master is a genius, even though he betrayed us and made me look like a gullible fool.
He didn't betray me, because I already knew who we were.
But I'm talking about me and player 456 when I say us, okay? Because we both were invested in him, okay?
He was out. That you both were.
He was our friend. He was their friend. And he betrayed them. That's Harry Potter.
But, so my thing is this. Okay, so now we actually have the other guard. I like how we now know how the guards are. Like, they give us a little bit of a leadway into the guards' headquarters and stuff like that, more than what they did in season one. But they threaten one of the guards, one of the female guards.
Yep.
So I'm wondering if she's going to backstab 001 to save 456.
I would.
But then again, she's kind of all over the place, though, too, with her own emotions, with shooting people that were already dead.
They were kind of alive, and I think
kind of like
they wanted them kind of alive, because they're fresh. They can get fresh organs to harvest, as opposed to being dead. So they just pick out a few. And she was going by the rules, like we gotta, you know, take them out. So it was like an operation within an operation that the guards had. They wanted some side money going on.
Yeah, I think that she might save them. I think she might actually save 456.
Yeah, yeah. In the hierarchy, I think the O's have a higher rank than the, I was going to say rectangles, the triangles. I think the O's have a higher rank. They're O's, right? The O guards have a higher rank than the rectangle guards.
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like to me. Yeah.
But I do like how they can't get into the whole entire communication area without a mask.
Yes.
And it was kind of weird that that one dude had like an extra mask. There was like, I'm like, that's kind of weird. Isn't it?
I mean, it's like having an extra work card to get into the building.
Or an extra change of clothes, just in case one set of clothes gets bloody. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, John. See, it makes sense.
What did you think about the cops, though, now we're going to close out with the captain, captain of the ship, killing one of the police officers, throwing him overboard.
I was going to ask you a question. Do you feel like those scenes should have been longer? Because they were kind of afterthoughts, and I forgot they were trying to find the island.
Right. I feel like they should have been extended out a lot more, because if you remember in season one, they extended out a lot of the stuff of finding the island.
Yes.
And this one, it just comes secondary, which I like the fact that we're just focusing in on the, you know, the games itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if they wouldn't have done that, it would have slowed it down a lot more.
Yeah.
With having that. But I think that we're going to get a lot more of that coming up in the summertime.
Okay. Okay, now to answer your question, once again, I was gullible. And I was like, oh, this sweet little boat captain. And he'd been there the whole time with the cop looking for his brother. And I didn't realize anything up until the last moment. And I was like, oh, I got betrayed.
You see, my mind went like this. Okay. So you have, what's the thing I'm thinking of? The electronics that they had.
Oh, was it a drone?
Yeah, a drone. They had a drone. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it just stops working. And this thing is working before you guys got on the ship?
Yeah.
On the boat?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this guy might be shady.
Oh, okay. I'm glad one of us has a keen insight, because I was like...
Here's the thing. You fooled me once with that damn old man from the season one. That started questioning everybody.
Oh, man.
I'm going to start questioning my teammates, questioning the captain of the ship, of that boat, of the boat.
Yeah.
All because of that old man in season one. Because that's how I am. I was like, okay, dirty sailboat captain. That guy is put himself inside the game so that way he can have it rigged to make it look like they're actually winning when they're not actually winning. So that way they can backstab him in the end.
I just didn't see it. I was just too invested. Like they said on TV and TikTok, they were like, but it's the same guy that showed his face in season one. And I was like, well, he got veins. He's like a different person. And the boat captain, I was like, well, he's just like an old man, you know, except when he was with the drone. I was like, that's kind of fishy. That's when my spider senses start tingling. When he started messing with the drone, he's like, oh, I want to see. I never seen a drone. I just want to look at it up close and see how it works and everything.
Oh, shit. I was like, you're doing some shady shit with that drone.
Yeah, that's when I got suspicious. Before then, I was like, it's a sweet old man along for the ride. You know, he wants to look for his eyes.
My other thing is, too, there's no other shipmates other than him.
Yeah, it's his boat. Like, you know, just the lonely guy on his boat. He wanted to help out.
I think we actually traded races. I think I turned black and you turned white.
I did. It was Squid Game. I did turn white. I was like, oh, look at that sweet old man. Well, you know, lonely on his boat. He like a shrimp boat captain. I don't know.
You thought he was Paddington, probably.
Yeah, oh, I was like, hey, you know, he's just helping out. He wanted to be part of the team.
No.
He wants to find his island like us.
But in closing, what did you think of this seat?
In closing, I'm done with you in closing. I told you I didn't talk to myself for 3 days. I'm done with myself. I was like,
so that's why when I messaged you, you didn't really respond.
I can't believe you didn't see that. yes, I do like this season. Like I said, initially I did not like the beginning until I saw season one and I saw the progression and the flow better. Probably if I did that, I'd probably be more suspicious of 001. But overall, it's a good season. Season one is probably still the top for me. Mm-hmm. And season two is a close second. Season three, I don't have any idea how they can make that any better than season one.
Same, but you know, this is actually, I think this is actually the first half of season two.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get the second half and I think it's going to end on season three.
Yeah, I think that's going to be it.
Which is, I think actually it's perfect to end on 3 seasons versus 5 seasons. Because if you keep doing, because here's the thing, it becomes repetitive to the point where you can't do anything else with it. I think it's a good creative decision to do that. To just end it on 3 seasons.
Yes, because the same things that were happening in one, I noticed were happening in two.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, they also changed some things, which I appreciated that they did. Because I'm in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, am I going to see the same shit again that I seen in season one? I have to go sit through another tug of war match. I have to watch them jump on windows again. I have to watch them do all this stuff again. It becomes repetitive. So I'm glad they changed it because of the fact, number one, you have Asian Elon Musk who entered into the tournament from Squid Game.
So you gonna mess around and that man gonna find you.
But still, I have to say, I enjoyed it. It takes up to the fourth episode for it to really kick in and get started.
Yeah.
I was entertained with it. I liked with the initial setup for the rest of the show. But yeah, it does take a while to actually get it going. And I thought about it. I'm like, should I just go ahead and just watch something else? Because I was just bored with the first half. But yeah. I'm like, no, I'm going to stick this out and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Because shows have a while for the pick up compared to movies, right? Yes. In the movies, you have 2.5 hour movie and that's your story. With this, you have to set up the characters. You have to establish new characters to where we can care about them and to be invested in them. So that's what they did. They gave us new characters to care about. We were invested in those characters and we got what we got. So I'm happy with it.
Yeah. And I think they made it a bit more modern too. Like they incorporated Bitcoin. And rapper scandals. And the other one, it was like, a gang leader was in this because he owed money and you got all this other stuff. So it all got a little bit more complex.
Right. With the first season, it was just dealing with debt and stuff like that. Credit card debt, stuff like that, your basic debt.
Yeah.
Now you're dealing with a whole different thing. You're dealing with stock market, Bitcoin, all that other stuff. So I think that they did a really good job adapting something new and putting it into another season.
Yeah.
So that's what I liked about that.
Yeah. My final question is, would you go on these games?
Hell no.
Even if you were in debt and you were desperate.
I am in debt.
I'm in like some debt too. I don't know. I probably won't. Yeah. Cause I probably would be thinking, one of these games is going to trip me up. You know, like hide and seek.
And you never know. You might actually get someone that invented the game being on your team, and no, I'm good. I'm good to go.
I don't need to be in these games. We clearly seen I'm gullible. I came to feeling right there in my face, and I'm like,
if only they had like a Squid Game, Tail's Tale game for PlayStation to see how we would react, this would be great.
Man, I'm screwed.
Me too.
Except red light, green light. I'm good with that one.
I suck at
that. I would do good in the first game. The merry-go-round one, finding people, I have to channel some extroverted part of me. Cause I'm too introverted. I'm like, is somebody gonna grab me?
Exactly. But yeah, all in all, great part of the first half of the second season. If you guys are watching right now, tell us what you think of the season. Did it work for you? Was the first half kind of slow paced? What did it hold up to your expectations? Are you guys excited for the second half? Tell us in the comments below. Also too, go ahead and email me at movielovesunite@gmail.com, or you can go on Spotify whenever this is actually aired on Spotify for the audio listeners, and you guys can chat with me there too. So that's going to be it. Smash that like button, smash that subscribe button, and always until next time, guys, have a great and safe night. Thank you, Tamika, for joining me. I do appreciate it. Please be wary of any kind of people that's going to be on your team because I really feel bad if something happens.
I just have to text you like, John, is he suspicious?
I'll be like, yes. All right, guys, have a great and safe night, and bye-bye.
Bye.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.